Hey, it's good. My name's Evan. I'm the lead pastor here. If we haven't met before, we're just glad that you're here. And if we haven't met before, maybe it's because you've never been here before. And we just want you to know that we are so glad that you made your way to church today. We're all just the idea behind this church. It started long ago, but the whole idea is that we look towards Jesus. We believe that he's everything that we need. He's the hope that we need. He's the life that we need. He is everything that we need. And none of us are more deserving of his love than anyone else. All of us are equally undeserving, equally able to receive his grace through him. And it's just so exciting to be here. So if you're new, welcome here. You're not in the wrong spot. It's not that you shouldn't be here and you're wondering if someone's going to notice that or not. You're welcome here. We're glad that you're with us today. And it's awesome to have you. We're carrying on this series called The Gift. And my wife and I were away last week. And we had a great time being away, actually. And last week, Pastor Brian preached. Is anyone here Pastor Brian preach here? Come on. That was his first sermon with us as a pastor on staff with us, and I thought he just did an amazing job. Kendall and I, we watched it from bed, and that was awesome. That was just weird, but awesome. I was in my jammies and got to watch Pastor Brian share, and Kendall was amening beside me. I'm like eating eggs, and Kendall's like, amen. I'm like, what for my eggs or what? It was awesome. Great, great sermon. Loved what Pastor Brian had to share. And next week, I'm in Port Alberni, and so Pastor Daniel is going to be preaching here. And so it's awesome. I'm just so glad we have an amazing team that's able to share all the sermons and the preaching. And I seem like almost every time that I don't preach in this location, someone comes to me and said, you better watch out for your job. Almost every time. Like, they're going to come take it. I'm like, praise the Lord. they do awesome. We'd love to see them do more preaching. And I just love seeing other people sort of excelling and God empowering the whole church, not just one person or a couple people in the church, but grabbing hold of the whole church and saying, you've got gifts. We can share the leadership. We can move forward together. And it's just amazing to be part of a church that God seems to be using in such special ways. Isn't that awesome? Love being part of it. I love being part of it. It's awesome. So we've been walking through. A couple weeks ago, we talked about the idea, just in general, that these magi, there were these three or maybe many more magi who showed up to see Jesus. Some we've called them the wise men and the we three kings and whatever we may have called them. But they showed up somewhere in the early stages of Jesus's life, likely not at his birth, likely somewhere down the road after that. But when they showed up, they brought gifts to him. And the gifts that they brought, we really believe that they tell us something about Jesus, that these guys did their research, that they listened to God, that they studied the scriptures and realized what gifts they needed to bring. And so the gifts that they brought to Jesus explain a lot about who Jesus is, who Jesus was, and who Jesus always will be. Matthew 2:11 is where we see them showing up with their gifts. It says, on coming to the house, we've said this verse the last 2 weeks, but coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Last week, Pastor Brian shared about the idea that gold was given to a king, that they were identifying Jesus as a king, that when they showed up with gold, they didn't stop off at, when they stopped off at Herod's house, who was the actual king in the land at that point, they didn't give their gold there, but instead they waited for the King of Kings, the real king, the true king, and they showed up to Jesus Christ, and they gave their gold to him, identifying him as the real king. And this week, we're looking at this different one, frankincense. Some of you Oilers out there, you might have frankincense in your home. But frankincense may be a regular part of your life. And so you're like, maybe I don't have that much gold, but I've got frankincense. I don't know. But frankincense at that time, it was actually more valuable, at least as valuable as gold. Frankincense was this highly valued oil within trading, and currently today I asked one of my friends who is very inclined towards essential oils, and she shared that frankincense is good for calming. And frankincense is good for peace and relaxation. Frankincense smells nice. It helps us with our anxiety. It helps us with all of those things. But these guys weren't coming to bring frankincense for peace for Jesus. I don't think, anyways. Like, hey, Mary, we've got these really, do you have a diffuser? You know? Isn't it nice?